Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily, worldwide, over the Internet. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the cause of disease right after this. You know, back in 1970, the world food supply was 73 days for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. Today, it's down to less than 38 days. Now, the global 2000 mad scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians plan to use famine, disease, plague, and pestilence to reduce the Earth's population by 90% over the next 50 years, so says the Club of Rome. Well, in Revelation chapter 6, the God of Israel told us exactly the same thing, in essentially the same words, by using the words false prophets, war, famine, and disease. Now, in 1920, about 50% of our people still lived on the land as subsistence farmers, producing their own food and food for the rest of the world and for you and me. But today, we Americans have now chosen to live in our cities, and now only 3% of us live on the land. 97% of us, then, are no longer self-sufficient in our food and food production. Now, we Americans produce grain for export, all right, and then we turn around and import grapes from Chile, tomatoes from Mexico, and berries from Guatemala. Our food supply is in the hands of foreigners and multinational corporations who support this global 2000 world population control program. And these globalists with the genocide agenda have a cause that they're willing to die for. And I say, let them die for their cause. And let you and I live for ours. Now, if you'd like to learn more, why don't you call and order our free general law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a four-hour commentary on the law in general. Remember, it's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and best of all, it's free. You can call and order one right now. The number is 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Our subsistence and survival school is also available on compact disc for adult home study, and if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package, or you can go to georgegordon.org. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it before you forget? Hey, we were talking about Joel Wallach here for most of the week. There's another guy here by the name of Sam Beiser. Sam Beiser picked up on Dr. Christopher's work, and he wrote a series of books called The Save Your Life Collection, A Layman's Course in Curing Last Stage Diseases. Now, this is pretty important for a lot of you. A lady called the other day, and I guess she has terminal cancer. And remember, now, I'm not a medical doctor. When you call me and you want to know what's the cure to cancer, I'm a reporter. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not the guy that you call to say, okay, now, what is it that I'm supposed to be taking? You know, what am I supposed to be doing? And this lady called the other day, and she's got cancer. She wanted to know the answer to cancer, you know. And the answer to cancer is not a five-minute essay that I give you over the air here. That's not going to suffice. But what will suffice is that there's information out there. There's plenty of naturopathic physicians that can cure your cancer. The problem is that in most states, naturopaths are prohibited. See, we have a medical monopoly here in the United States. It's called allopathic medicine. We do not have, in the United States of America, a freedom of choice of medical services. If you think that you've got freedom of choice, you got your head up your ass. So let me explain it to you for the rest of you people that live around the world. You don't have medical choice either. You may think that you do, but you don't. Medical choice is where you'd have an opportunity or the right to choose who or what therapies and what you want to do for your own body and your own healing, which would include your wife and children and everybody else. You don't have that. Wake up and smell the coffee here. The reality is that we have a medical monopoly, and this medical monopoly doesn't exist everywhere but in most places. Now, Oregon, for instance, you people in Oregon, you have a little more freedom of choice than the rest of us out here. And I think there's 8 states in the union where you can go to a naturopath. Joel Wallach was one of those naturopathic physicians. Now, I have never met a naturopathic physician who could not cure cancer. One, the guy that cured my wife's cancer last time she had it, last time it flared up badly, was a guy named Melvin Lester in Ontario, Oregon. He had been practicing medicine. He was an allopathic medical doctor, the regular Joe Sixpack. Then I asked him why he became a chiropractor, and he said because he was killing so many people that he couldn't stand it anymore. Then after he became a chiropractor, he went to a naturopathic school and learned naturopathy. So he had all 3 licenses. He was a chiropractor, naturopath, and a medical doctor. In 30 years, he specialized in cancer. In 30 years, he lost one patient. One patient died in 30 years. That's all he dealt with is cancer. And most of the people that he dealt with were people who were in last stages. See, most people, when they get cancer, do not go to a chiropractor. They do not go to a naturopath. They go to a medical doctor who then cuts off their breasts and cuts out their diseased organs or radiates them or something else and so impairs their immune systems that from that point on they become incurable. Well, they're not all incurable. I mean, you may have been to the medical doctors and they may have screwed you up, but it may not be the end of the line for you. There are miracle cures out there, miracle cures. Sam Beiser in the Save Your Life collection, it's called A Layman's Course in Curing Last Stage Disease, wrote a section here in Lesson 27, Part 2, of regenerating bones, nerves, and muscles. I thought I would make a report on that. Regenerating. Now, you've heard that when a lizard cuts off its tail, it'll regrow a tail. And there's been a lot of speculation about the possibilities of regrowing parts of your body. Can your body do that? If a lizard can do that, certain animals can. You know, they'll cut off their tail and they grow a new one. You cut a worm in half and then two new halves grows. Well, okay, we know that it's biologically possible. It's just that it isn't possible in humans. Well, it isn't possible in humans that we know, but it's not totally impossible, as I'll show you here from this report. This was one of the most amazing formulas that Dr. John Christopher ever created, and I've personally watched it work. One woman I knew smashed her kneecap as a result of a fall. It was always deformed after that. Within 2 months of using this tea, her deformed kneecap looked like a good one. I remember watching it change shape. It was like science fiction, only it happened right in front of my eyeballs. Now, I've never seen anything in all of natural healing regenerate tissue like this formula. Now, here are some cases and the explanations and the information that you need on how to use it. It's Dr. Christopher, or rather, Dr. Christopher called it the BF&CT for bone, flesh, and cartilage. I call it regeneration tea. Now, most of us, when we hear the word tea, you know, we think of Lipton tea. We think of the Outback, and the girl comes over and says, what would you like to drink, Coca-Cola? And you order sweet tea. All right. Now, tea is something that is derived from, it's a liquid that's derived from some herb. Now, there's a tea. There's many different kinds of teas, and when we steep these teas, we get this herb, and we drink it mainly for taste. But in herbal medicine, we take these herbal teas, and you can take something like comfrey. Now, comfrey has certain alkaloids in it, certain properties. It has vitamins, it has minerals, it has alkaloids, it has building blocks, components in it, and we want to get those components out. And so we cook it, we boil it. We steep it, we soak it, and we make what's known as a tea, and then we can drink the tea so that we can get the concentrated alkaloids or nutrients. Or in some cases, we can apply it topically to an injured part of the body so that we can get a concentration of those alkaloids or those properties right on the injured tissue. So that's, you know, when you hear the word tea here, don't think about sweet tea, you know, at the Outback. Think about tea for the purposes of healing. So it's a different concept altogether. Well, a lady by the name of V. Hull reported the following story to us. On November 30th, 1975, my husband and I were traveling to Utah in a blizzard. We were driving in a Jeep Wagoneer. At a treacherous Y intersection, we were hit by a large semi-truck. Our Jeep was totally demolished, and so was my knee. I was pinned in the wreckage for 45 minutes. My leg was doubled back with the surface flattened. My head was full of glass. I had multiple fractures of my ribs. I went through surgery, and I was told that the kneecap was shattered. Three-quarters of it was gone. And what was left was only a small deformed knee, and I lacked free action of the knee joint. Now, they ordinarily would have removed the remaining one quarter of my knee, but my husband told them that due to my position as a designer, the cosmetics of my knee would be important. So they therefore decided to save the largest piece of the bone and then attach the tendon to it, which had been shortened when it was ripped loose. Because of the tendon having been torn loose and damaged, my leg had to be in a cast for about 6 weeks. This caused adhesions to form and the leg became entirely stiff. By the time the cast was removed, my husband asked the surgeon when therapy could be started so that I could get my leg bending again. My kneecap had been shattered and the doctors wanted to remove it. The surgeon looked at us and said, "That leg will never bend adequately again." Now, I couldn't stand the thought of hopping around for the rest of my life, nor could I stand the thought of living with a deformed knee, so I decided to treat the knee joint on my own. Now, at the time, I had heard of the herbalist Dr. John Christopher, and I had read in one of his books about his famous regeneration tea. It was supposedly able to heal both the bone and the cartilage. Since I had nothing to lose, I gave it a try. Now, I used the tea as a nightly compress on my knee, and within 3 weeks, both the therapist and the doctor noticed a change in the size of my kneecap. X-rays were taken, and the doctor outlined the new bone growth. Now, I had been told that my knee would look flat, and that I would not look at it when it was bent. But the more I used Dr. Christopher's regenerating tea as a compress, the difference between my two knees became less and less, and the kneecap just kept growing. The other benefit was that the strength of my knee and tendon were increasing. Now I have excellent strength in my leg. I can bend it enough to walk without any sign of a limp. The stiffness that has remained has not hindered me in most of my activities. It's not 100%, but it has regenerated, and it is at least 75%. Now, I have even been able to hike up steep mountains and continue my gardening. I have a full workload at the company that I work for, and I helped found. Now, what you just read was a true story. We talked to V. Hull many times concerning this regeneration of her kneecap, and we have extensive medical records on her which document what she presented to us by phone and letter. Now, in one letter, the medical doctor wrote a knee catastrophe is being turned into a good functional knee. V. Hull told us that one therapist saw her knee 6 months after it was injured and just about passed out. She couldn't believe how much that knee had regenerated and healed. Dr. Christopher told us this story about V. Hull's new knee, and one day while eating at a restaurant in Orem, Utah, V. saw me and came over to the table where I was eating. She asked me if I saw any difference in her two knees. I could not tell which had been the badly deformed knee from the other. They were both perfect and healthy looking. Now, I knew, of course, that she had used the regeneration tea as a fomentation over the injured knee area six days a week, week after week. The kneecap grew back. Now, as unbelievable as this may seem to others, we have the medical documentation. It's a rare event, to be sure, but it's not impossible. Now, if you yourself just suffered from a broken bone or an accident, you may not have to suffer for the rest of your life with an awkward limp or a deformity, and you may not have to walk along on crutches or live a sedentary life in a wheelchair. If you ever dreamed of getting well after science has written off your case as hopeless, Dr. Christopher's regeneration tea may offer you hope. Of course, we cannot guarantee that this tea will work for you as well as it did for V. Hull. I don't think anyone can guarantee that, but what have you got to lose? That's the other side of the coin. Now, I'm going to pause here, and I'm going to skip forward and give you the regeneration tea, if I can find it here. Here it is. There's 9 parts to this tea, so let me just tell you what this tea is made up of. And you can do it yourself, or you can... let's see what we're talking about here. A medical doctor called Charles McAllister did a great deal of work with Comfrey in England, and he actually isolated the allantoin, it's spelled A-L-L-A-N-T-O-I-N, from the Comfrey. For those who are interested, you can read about this pioneering research in the January 6th and the September the 21st issue of the British Medical Journal, published in 1912. Now, you'll have to do a little research to find that. But the number one ingredient in this Dr. Christopher tea is called knitbone, Comfrey. Comfrey root. This is perhaps one of the most important herbs in the regeneration tea formula. Comfrey is such a powerful herb that by itself it will do much to heal a broken bone. The scientific name for comfrey is symphytum, S-Y-M-P-H-Y-T-U-M. This comes from the Greek word symphu, spelled S-Y-U-M-P-H-U-O, which means to make grow together. Also, another common name for comfrey is knitbone. No doubt this name came into being because comfrey was known to help knit a broken bone together. So just going by the historical development of the names, there seems to be something very special about comfrey. But there's more. There's a substantial amount of scientific evidence that comfrey root is exceedingly high in a substance called allantoin, A-L-L-A-N-T-O-I-N, allantoin. Allantoin is a substance in nature which is a cell proliferant. This means it helps cells to grow and multiply. So this will explain why the comfrey root is so beneficial for broken bones. The allantoin helps the healing cells in the bone to multiply and knit the bones back together. Another place in nature in which allantoin is found is mother's milk. The allantoin in mother's milk plays a vital role in the growth and development of the baby. Now, a medical doctor called Charles McAllister did a great deal of work with Comfrey in England. He actually isolated the allantoin from the Comfrey. For those who are interested, you can read about this pioneering research in the British Medical Journal, January 6th and January 21st, 1912. Just a few last notes about Comfrey. We have read that this herb contains such high levels of available calcium and protein that you can actually live on. It would be no wonder that Comfrey is so helpful in healing broken bones. So number one is Comfrey. Number two is called oak bark. Now, oak bark is an excellent source of readily available calcium. hard as it may seem, most people actually have too much calcium in their bodies. But the calcium is not in their bones. It is packed into their tissues, and it is not readily or easily accessible. Apparently, when a bone is broken, the body needs extra calcium to heal the break. But unless calcium is available, the body will not be able to heal the fracture or the break. The oak bark is high in available calcium, and this is why it would be excellent for broken bones. The oak bark also acts as an astringent. In many cases, when a bone is broken, there will be a great deal of swelling around the wound. This oak bark will help reduce that swelling. Number three is called gravel root. Now, this is one herb which will defy anything you may have learned about health, especially if you're a medical doctor. The gravel root is a natural solvent, and it will actually dissolve unwanted and unneeded minerals in your body and in the bone area, which may prevent proper healing. Remember the example that we just told you about, the toe which was reset. The gravel root was the herb which was largely responsible for this. It dissolved the calcium deposit in the toe, which was causing the toe to be crooked and deformed. So how did this gravel root know exactly which calcium to dissolve and which calcium to leave? Well, we don't have the answer to that, but maybe the Creator does. Number four is called mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. This is the one herb Dr. Christopher puts in many of his formulas. Dr. Christopher said that mullein is a special food for the glandular system. He said that he has had amazing success using it to treat injured testicles and swollen ovaries, and it's also excellent for the thyroid gland. Unless the glands of the body are working properly, it is difficult, if not impossible, for your body to heal a broken bone. Number five is called wormwood, W-O-R-M-W-O-O-D, all one word. Wormwood is an excellent herb to help relieve pain in the body, so you can certainly see why it would be beneficial to use in the case of a broken bone. Another purpose of the wormwood is to destroy and remove parasites and worms from your body. Exactly how it does this, we don't know. Maybe it's the bitterness of the wormwood that accomplishes this. It's one of the most bitter herbs in the plant kingdom. Marshmallow root is excellent for gangrene. Marshmallow root, number six. This herb is excellent for helping to rebuild muscles. Don't forget, regeneration tea is not just for rebuilding bones. It also will rebuild muscle and cartilage. When people fracture a bone, very often there's damage to the surrounding tissue. And we have read that the marshmallow root contains a live, highly assimilable protein for muscle rebuilding. Marshmallow root is also excellent to prevent any decaying of body tissue. This was the one herb Dr. Christopher would recommend for gangrene. And according to Dr. Christopher, the power of marshmallow root for arresting mortification and putrefaction has been so great that it has been popularly called mortification root. For many, he said it was a blessing from heaven. Number seven is called skullcap, S-C-U-L-L-C-A-P. This herb is especially for the nervous system. One herbal encyclopedia says that skullcap is one of the best nervine agents that may be damaged to the nerve tissue. In this situation, the skullcap would be very helpful. Number eight, black walnut. Dr. Christopher recommended this herb mainly to help get rid of infections and fungi in the body. Infections can easily set in after a tissue is damaged. And then finally, number nine, lobelia. Lobelia, spelled L-O-B-E-L-I-A. This herb can make the formula three times as effective. It was highly recommended by Dr. Christopher. Lobelia is what Dr. Christopher referred to as a thinking herb. He said this herb acted as a catalyst to unite the other herbs in working efficiently and quickly. Some people have reported that lobelia is an herb that should not be used. But Dr. Christopher believed that when properly used, lobelia was one of the most important herbs available. Used in combination with other herbs, such as it is in this formula, he said it was perfectly safe. Now here's how to use this regeneration tea. If you have fractured a bone, Dr. Christopher recommended that you should take the tea both internally and externally. When Janet Christopher broke her back, her mother gave her as much as 2 quarts of the tea per day. It's hard to expect much from the tea if you take just 1 cup of it a day. In this case, the more you take, the better it will probably work. But since each person is different, you'll have to see for yourself. This tea does not taste good at all. This tea is wicked stuff. You can try adding honey or lemon to improve the taste. But we can tell you right now that that probably isn't going to help a whole lot. This is one formula that will never become a national beverage like Coca-Cola. If Tom Sawyer's aunt gave him this tea, he would surely have poured most of it through the cracks in the floor. But if you want your bones to heal, then you've got to get it down somehow. So when we take it, we just gulp it down as quickly as we can. Listen, However bad it tastes, it's a small price to pay for healing your bones. Would you rather limp the rest of your life? Do you cherish spending 6 months in a cast? Now here's how to use regeneration tea externally. Depending upon your case, you may be able to use the regeneration tea externally as well. If you just broke a bone and you're not yet able, and you are not yet in a cast, you should take the rare opportunity to soak this particular fracture in the tea. The more time your fracture is soaking, the better. And there's a number of ways to use this tea externally. The first way is to soak a fracture in the area. To soak your fracture in this tea. This would be appropriate if you damaged either your hand or your foot. Now another way to use the tea externally is to soak cotton towels or cheesecloth in the tea. Then simply apply the cloth to your wound and wrap it in plastic. This will keep the tea where it belongs, and it will also keep your sheets clean. And you'll have to use your imagination a bit, because each case is going to be somewhat different. I'm going to pause here and tell you a little story. I had a guy here working one time, and he smashed his hand. He smashed the little, the next, and then the third finger of his left hand. It was smashed by two pieces of steel, working on a steel building. They were black and blue. They were smashed. They were bleeding. We don't know if there were any broken bones. There could have been, but we don't know that. So he came down to the house in great pain, and the question was, well, should we take him to the hospital or should we treat him here? So my wife said to him, well, if you want me to treat you here, I'll treat you with comfrey and lobelia and honey, along with wine. And she made up a tea similar to this tea here. She applied it, put it in a plastic bag so he could soak his three fingers in it. 3 days later, they were totally healed. He was back out working in 3 days. Had this guy gone to a doctor, it would have been several weeks before he would have been back on the job. As an old construction man, I can tell you from seeing injuries out on the job, we always take these into the hospital. Our insurance companies require it. Now, in this case, this guy, Don Cabot, did not have any insurance. And he wasn't anxious to go to the hospital. He thought, well, if my wife could treat him, why, he'd go along with it. The main ingredients, comfrey, lobelia, honey, and wine. And I think it was the knit bone and the lobelia, the two main herbs. 3 days later, this guy is out here working. He's totally healed up. The guy is out working on the job. I call that a miracle cure. Similar injuries that I've observed over my years in the construction industry, that guy would not be back on the job for at least 6 or 8 weeks, at least. Now, on each weekend, I would take a quantity. This is a tip from V. Hull on using the regeneration tea. She said on her knee. Now, on each weekend, I would make a quantity of the regeneration tea to last a week. Now, each night, I mixed some of the liquid with clay. I wetted some cheesecloth with the solution and packed the moist substance on my kneecap. I also applied the compress all the way around the leg and onto the area below and to the sides of my kneecap, where the circulation was torn apart. The vascular area of the damage was as severe as the bone damage. So I then wrapped my leg with light plastic and then wrapped a towel around all of this. I slept each night except Sunday with this and washed it off each morning. This method took the swelling out of my leg from the day's therapy, and I developed this method to contain the liquid so that it would not run onto the bed and bed sheets as would a cloth dipped in the formula. All right, now we'll talk about how to prepare this formula when we come back. Let me remind you that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. Remember, we're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective, not state schools at all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And the Law Hour website is updated weekly and has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. Now, all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the Law School at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. We often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that the authors and publications that we're endorsing are necessarily going to reciprocate. We should all keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review. These opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Again, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about the cause of disease, and that's the thrust of our program. But I shifted course here from rare earths and the prevention of disease and birth defects to what do you do if you have an injury? Well, this is pretty common. Now, there's a number of these injuries in here. I just picked out one, and it was the regeneration of a kneecap. Now, there was a piece of the kneecap left. Most of it had been removed surgically. This lady was injured in an automobile accident. This case is well documented. There's all kinds of documentation on it, which is why I'm citing this one. Oftentimes, like the case I just told you about with Don Cabot, I saw him smash three fingers between two steel beams. We don't know if the fingers were broken or not, but this comfrey works very rapidly. It evidently causes cell division. Now, remember, cells divide bacteria divide about every 20 minutes. So cells that divide, and if they do it every 20 minutes, they multiply geometrically. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Now, this is what we think is happening when a lizard grows his tail back. Now, we know this is what's happening when we're talking about embryonic development. The cells are dividing and multiplying, and they're doing so geometrically for the first 90 days. Then they grow arithmetically. The concept of being able to regenerate, you know, say you cut off your arm. Why can't you regrow your arm? What if you cut off a finger? Can you regenerate a finger? In the case of fingertips, now, there has been documented regeneration of fingertips in human beings, just like the regeneration of a tail on certain animals. The trick is, how do you get this thing to work? Now, evidently, comfrey and lobelia have a part to play in it. Dr. Christopher, with these herbal remedies, came up with something that would called an herbal tea here, regeneration tea, that will do that to some degree. It will regenerate missing bone in a kneecap. Will it do it every time? We don't know that. We don't have enough experience here to tell you that, but this is quite a breakthrough. This is where medical science should be working night and day. Could this work? But you see, if this works, it's cheap, and it doesn't have anywhere near the kind of monetary reward that surgery does. So when you're injured, we want to take you into the trauma center, we want to take you in, and we want to spend a lot of time, effort, and energy saving your life and spending a lot of resource here on making money. This regeneration tea here is dirt cheap. It doesn't make you a lot of money. This is why bypass surgery is so popular among allopathic physicians. If you have a heart attack and you need bypass surgery, or if we can get you to buy it, it's worth $100,000 and up. If you have a congenital heart defect and we could cure that or heal that with vitamins and minerals, there's no money there. But the surgery to correct this heart valve defect, that's where the money's at. That's where the money's at. Allopathic medicine is in the business of making money. That's what the American Medical Association says in their incorporating documents. The purpose for the American Medical Association is to protect and improve the incomes of its members. A cure for polio was not in the best interests of the medical profession. Iron lungs were. Braces were. Treatment was. The same thing is true here. Now let's go on with how to prepare this regeneration tea. Here are the directions for preparing the tea. You start off with a large stainless steel pot. Never use aluminum. We can't prove it, but we believe that an aluminum pot can actually negate much of the potency of the tea. Use distilled water. It is best to buy it in a glass bottle, not a plastic bottle. Do not use tap water. The fluoride and chlorine, which are in most water supplies, are not the best things to stimulate bone growth. Put 1 gallon of the distilled water in the pot. Add the herbs that you have pre-mixed separately. At the end of this layman's course is a section on sources for herbs that you need. So I'm going to pause right here and point out to you. The herbs that you need to use cannot be irradiated. These plants, and here in America, the common concept of health is pasteurize it and radiate it, and then genetically modify the organism, and that's where good health comes from. That is lunacy. And Dr. Schultz has pointed out that the potency of herbs is directly proportional to the quality of that herb. the potency and quality, they go together. Now, you need to get a source of herbs that are organically grown in good soil. Now, of course, you're not going to know as a city dweller what good soil is, but it's got to be balanced soil. This has got to be organic soil, no chemicals, pesticides, or fertilizers. The fertilizers have to be natural. They've got to be manure. They've got to be organic, no chemical fertilizers. The herbs that come in here from India, Pakistan, and around the world, China, and so on, those herbs are trash. Every herbalist that I know of will tell you they're trash. They won't even touch them. Dr. Schultz grows his own or has them grown specially for him. The source of the herbs is critical. If you're getting your herbs from, you know, Joe Sixpack down here, you probably can just pack this in, forget it. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. Go to the medical doctor, have your leg amputated, and let's go the medical route. This lady did not want amputation. She wanted her leg. She wanted her leg to function. And she said, well, I'm going to give this Dr. Christopher a try. Now, Dr. Christopher's dead, been dead for many years now, but his books are still out there. Dr. Christopher is probably the dean of herbalists. And Sam Beiser, who's an herbalist and is writing this story here, this is called Sam Beiser, Save Your Life Collection, A Layman's Course in Curing Last Stage Diseases, Regenerating Bones, Nerves, and Muscles, Part 2, Lesson 27. Dr. Christopher will have the same information. So does Dr. Schultz and a whole host and plethora of other herbalists. See if you can find an herbalist in your neighborhood. And then tell them with specificity. Now, if you're using herbs, son, that come from Pakistan, India, or someplace around the world, save me the time, effort, and energy, would you? All right, now there's my little 2 cents worth. Mix this tea in water. Let this mixture set in the water overnight in the refrigerator. That's at about 40 degrees now. You can even let it set for a few days. The longer you let it set, the stronger the herbal tea will become. Heat the tea, but do not boil it. Let the tea simmer for 20 minutes. After 20 minutes of simmering, then strain the tea. This is important. Do not simmer the tea any longer than 20 minutes. If you do, the herbal extracts in the solution will go back into the herbs. Make sure you use a stainless steel strainer. Do not use an aluminum strainer. After you have strained the herbs, pour the tea back into the heating pot. Then simmer this solution down to one half of its original volume. The tea can really smell up the house, so you should open up a window near the stove if you have one. The tea is now ready for use. Be sure to store the tea in a refrigerator or in a glass bottle. Do not use plastic, and that's because the plasticizers in plastic bottles leach out. You do not want these inorganic chemical compounds in these organic remedies. You know, one of our problems here, especially in America, is poisoning. We are poisoned with the air, with the water, with the food. These chemical additives that are being put into our foods are killing us. Now, one of the things that you need to do here to regenerate the bone growth, tissue growth, and cartilage growth, is something in these herbs causes that. We don't know exactly what it is. Medical science doesn't experiment with it because they don't want cures. They want treatments. That's where the money's at. Medical science is in the business of making money for their members. Medical science makes money by treatment, not by cure. Once you're cured, it's the end of the money tree. Picture this. You've got diabetes. If we cure your diabetes, the money tree is dead. The last thing we want to do is cure your diabetes. The first thing that the doctor wants to do is put you on insulin. The minute he puts you on insulin, your pancreas shuts down, stops producing insulin, makes you totally dependent. To revive that pancreas is very difficult. Last thing you want to do is go on insulin. What you want to do is go on herbs. You want to go on minerals. You want to go on diet. Now, that's if you want to cure your diabetes. If you don't want to cure it, you just want to treat it, then go to the medical doctor. He will sell you the artificial insulin. If you want to be an insulin junkie for the rest of your life, medical science has the solution to that. That's well established. Go to your medical doctor, get on insulin, take your shots. Everything's going to be fine. Now, if you want to cure diabetes, that is not the way to do it. Now, you can use this comfrey to heal dangerous burns. Now, remember, I told you this guy's got this god-awful smashed three fingers. All right, now watch what it does for burns. Dr. Christopher's famous formula for healing burns was equal parts honey, wheat germ oil, and comfrey. And so that's what my wife used. I said wine. It wasn't wine. It was wheat germ oil, honey, and comfrey with lobelia. Now, a couple brought in a boy with bandaged hands. He and his friends had been playing with matches, and the resulting fire had roasted their hands. Now, the doctors had either amputate or have skin graft. The skin grafts would leave his hands as useless claws. Well, Dr. Christopher told the first boy's parents to use honey, wheat germ oil, and comfrey as a paste. Apply it over the entire area and then don't pull it off as it dries, but apply more. In months, the boy's hands were healed as good as new. The other boy, who went to the hospital, had his hands turned into claws. He always wore gloves and became a recluse. In another case, an engine block fell and crushed the pelvis of an 8-year-old girl. The parents used Comfrey poultices on the entire area, and she was totally healed. Comfrey also caused almost overnight healing in a little girl who fell and split her head open on a stone fireplace. Comfrey paste not only heals, but it also causes bleeding to stop almost immediately. So it'll stop bleeding, and it causes a regeneration of cells. Now, we don't know why it does that, but go back to that 1912 article in the British Lancet, and maybe they'll tell you a little bit more about their observations. Modern medicine today avoids comfrey and these healing herbs like AIDS, herpes, and VD. To give you an illustration, my boy Dirk, who has epilepsy, had a seizure and fell into a pot of boiling macaroni. This boiling macaroni burned the right side of his face. His eye was swollen totally shut from the burns, the swelling in the burned face and the tissue, and his ear was burned, so it was burned all the way around to his ear. My wife applied to comfrey, lobelia, this same formula right here, and made this paste, put it on him, and in about 5 or 6 days, his face was totally healed up. Now, that's what happens when cell division occurs. See, it grows geometrically. Every 20 minutes, a cell division occurs. And so you can generate millions and billions of cells in just a few days by this process of cell division. Now, we think that's what's going on here. This is, they call it a miracle cure. That's kind of like the entire baby, the entire embryo of a baby is completed in 90 days. So from conception to the complete baby, right down to the RNA and DNA, is all done by cell division, and it's all accomplished in 90 days. The next two trimesters of this baby's development all occur in 6 months, and all they have to do is add pounds to the baby. It's the size of a mouse, remember, but it's totally developed. In the next 6 months, all it's going to do is add on weight, and it does that arithmetically, adding cells, not geometrically, but arithmetically. It's not by cell division. It's by adding on cells. Now, the power of slippery elm comes in here. One boy was emaciated from chest to feet. He was sent home from the hospital dying from dehydration and malnutrition. He could not assimilate any food, and he could not even drink water without vomiting. His hip bone was sticking through his flesh, and he had bed sores on his back where his spine was sticking out. Well, Dr. Christopher used a gruel of slippery elm and water, a half teaspoon at a time. He also used slippery elm as a poultice, 1 inch thick on the spine and on the hip area. Hot, wet towels were placed over the paste to keep it moist. In a matter of months, the skin had healed. The boy had filled out, gained weight, and was playing in the yard. Also remember that in cases of extreme emaciation and inability to assimilate foods and nutrients, Dr. Christopher fed the patient through the skin with alternating massages, with olive oil for 2 days, then wheat germ oil for 2 days, and then castor oil for 2 days, then repeat. People have done this on their scalp and actually regrown hair. Now here's something else to be considered. It's called essential oils. In the Bible, there are 32 of these essential oils that are mentioned by name. There are more than 100 of these essential oils. I'd say maybe 120 or 30. We've got an essential oil kit here. And I think, if I remember right, it's about 10 by 14. I think there's about 140. I mentioned the other day my wife developed shingles. She used Raven Sera oil, which is a very rare oil from Madagascar. It comes from a plant called the Raven Sera plant. And she took 7 drops of this oil internally to control the pain. Now, this pain with shingles is going to be something to contend with. Most people go for morphine. Now, there are natural painkillers, and opium is one of them. But now, you know, because of allopathic medicine, they've shut off opium. You can't get that. It's illegal here in the United States. But that doesn't mean that we don't have painkillers available. And Dr. Christopher came up with a number of herbal remedies that are painkillers, and Raven Sera is one of them. So I just thought I'd point that out. Herbs have miraculous healing power. Not entirely clear as to why. The observers, herbalists are observers. Like I, as a reporter, I'm an observer. I can report to you what I observed. I cannot tell you why what it was that I observed occurred. I can't tell you why Don Cabot's hands, or his 3 fingers, smashed as badly as they were, healed in 3 days. I can't explain that. But I can report to you that I observed that phenomenon occur. Whether you believe it or not, that's another question for another time. I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm not here to persuade you that I'm telling you the truth. As a reporter, I'm here to remake a report. Nothing more, nothing less. So these reports that we get from Sam Beiser, I don't have his name and address here. Take a look at a Google search. See if you can find Dr. Christopher or Sam Beiser or Richard Schultz. Look up naturopathy, naturopaths. Look up herbs and herbalists and herbal remedies. You know, just do a little search on your own. And I think that you can find a plethora of information. When you get down to where the medical doctor has said, there's nothing more that we can do for you. Nothing more that we can do for you. And this is why Sam Beiser wrote the Save Your Life Collection. It's a layman's course in curing last-stage diseases. But I want to warn you that your immune system is composed of 20 components. Each and every one of those components is an important element in your body's healing process, designed that way. I mean, you didn't evolve from green algae. You're a special designed product. Now, you can live without your appendix. My grandmother had hers removed at age 64. She died at age 88. So for 24 years, she lived without her appendix. And as far as I know, she lived very well. I had a student here one time. He got hurt in a horse accident, and he lost his spleen. Now, your appendix and spleen are two components out of 20 in your immune system. Your lymph system is an important component in your immune system. When the doctor cuts off your breast and takes out your lymph system, he is removing vital components that you need to regenerate tissue and to heal your body. By the time you have gone through the chemotherapy and the radiation and the surgery to remove your lymph system, you people need to recognize and understand you can so impair your immune system that your body cannot heal itself. In which case, put your head between your knees and kiss your hind end goodbye. But if it hasn't gone too far, and in many cases where people have actually gone through surgery for removal of lymph, radiation, which has impaired immune response, and chemotherapy, which has impaired their immune systems, they have still pulled out of cancer and other debilitating diseases that are commonly known as incurable. This is from the Sam Beiser Save Your Life Collection, a layman's course in curing last-stage diseases, regenerating bones, nerves, and muscles, part 2, lesson 27. Just thought I'd share that with you, and that's just a part of that report. There was another 20 or 30 pages, and I didn't have time to cover it all. All right, I'm about out of time, so I got to remind you that you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact discs, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly and has a radio log schedule and archives. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Hey, our time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.